Hey everybody, Brian here for the I Like It Spooky Horror podcast. It's March. And you know what I was thinking? With the increasing costs of everything, from food, to movies, to vacations, to childcare, and healthcare, and even streaming services have started to increase prices. You need somewhere to get free movies, and that's what we have for you this month from Redbox. Let's check them out.
I like it spooky.
So it's March, and just like on every episode, I'm going to give you a little synopsis for each movie. I'm going to tell you what year it's from, and I'm going to give you three honorable mentions and my top three movies that I think you should check out this month from Redbox. So let's get to the movies. My third honorable mention this month, little film called Deathlink from 2021. In the age of social media, teenagers tell the story of what they want people to see. With each video more daring than the next, but this small town, a series of stage murder videos are turning very real. My second honorable mention this month, Sleepless Unrest, The Real Conjuring Home. It's from 2021. This is a documentary feature film. The world famous house that inspired the Conjuring film.
Give us a sign that you want to communicate with us.
Well, we've been called ghost hunters, paranormal researchers.
But we prefer to be known simply as Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Has recently been sold and is now open to paranormal investigators. With special access, filmmakers move into the house and document their experience for 2 weeks. Good luck. My number one honorable mention is called The Odds from 2018. A young woman joins an underground game of pain and endurance, hoping to win the prize, $1 million. As things progress, she's forced to endure ever-increasing torturous pain as her opponent engages in more horrific methods to manipulate and defeat her. And there's a poster for this. There's a gun. There's a corkscrew. There's a wrench. There's a knife. There's a saw. There's a hammer. Looks like she's going to have a hell of a good time. Let's get to my top three this month. Let's have a better time than she's going to have. My number three movie, another documentary feature film. It's called The House in Between. It's a beautiful documentary telling the real story of a homeowner living with a haunting. Bridging the paranormal, real science, and the human experience, this documentary shows a detailed look at what could be the most haunted home in America. It looks like a nice house. I got roses out front and a chandelier. My number two movie this month, it's from 2020. It's called Hall. When a debilitating sickness spreads across a long hotel hallway, a few scattered victims fight for survival and try to escape from the dark, narrow stretch of isolated carnage. Well, it's got a little poster with a girl carrying a bunny rabbit. It does not look fun. It's got some veins running through the hall. Got some pretty heavy movies this month and some great documentaries. I think it's time we take it to the PFPN, our podcast network, to get a little break from all this heaviness.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
So now we've heard from our podcast network, it's time for the number one movie this month on the Redbox app for March 2024. Little film from 2019 called Skinwalker. This poster has a house and a hook and something that looks like it needs some lotion.
You have no idea what kind of hell I can bring you!
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay? I've been down here 2 weeks, man, what do you want?
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Give you a little synopsis. A fragile young woman who has tried to escape the dark past of her family is forced to return to her family's estate. She must relive her previous traumas and confront the true source of her family's guilt. Now, this is a really tough month because the Redbox app has a lot of stuff that looks really interesting. But again, Skinwalker is the one movie I think you should check out if you're going to watch something on the Redbox app. Don't watch just one thing. Watch a lot of things because they're all free. And I'll be back next month for more free movies from Redbox. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man? Show some fucking respect for the dead, will ya?